We don't know who responds, but it's really well tolerated. It's given every 3 weeks. Little transaminase increase and thrombocytopenia that you have to watch out for. But there's a lot of enthusiasm. At ASCO this year, Kim Blackwell will present the results of the Amelia trial. There's already been a press release on that. This trial looked at T-DM1 versus lapatinib and capecitabine, so figuring you progressed on your trastuzumab chemo. And that primary endpoint was progression-free survival. There's also an overall survival endpoint, and the press release stated that the trial met its primary endpoint. It's a superiority endpoint, so it means that it met its endpoint of being better than lapatinib and capecitabine. That's all we know from the press release. But as soon as they have data that they put into the late-breaking abstract, they put out a press release.
Wow, that's really interesting. So what about this lady, Georgia? You know, one of the things about T-DM1 is you're given this really potent chemo, but you deliver it to the cancer cell. When she got T-DM1, did she have any side effects?
You know, she did fairly well. As Dr. Rugo said, we did see some thrombocytopenia with her. Unfortunately, we'd never had to hold her therapy due to thrombocytopenia. Overall, she actually did really well.
Did she have any hair loss or nausea and vomiting, any kind of chemo?
Mild hair loss, mild nausea. She already had hair loss, so that was not an issue for her. But tolerated well, she really enjoys being on clinical trials. So anything she can do to be on a trial, she will do.
Interesting.